It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good afternoon, everybody, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. It is time for Class C1 High School Basketball State Tournament action in Nebraska today. The Auburn Bulldogs will be taking on the Gothenburg Swedes. Auburn comes in ranked fourth, the number three seed. Gothenburg unranked. They're the sixth seed at 20-6. Auburn comes in here 24-1 on the season. The teams are out warming up. If the clock's right, we're going to start a little early. We'll find out. I doubt if that happens, but according to the clock, we're going to start early. Randy had a chance to talk with Coach Jim Weeks a little bit ago here at the Devaney Center. We'll be back and hear from Coach Weeks of the Auburn Bulldogs after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than two decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Jim Weeks. Well, Coach, first of all, congratulations on reaching the state tournament.
Thanks. It's always fun to be here. You know, it's like a celebration for our guys to be able to be here.
Getting to be a regular thing, and I think sometimes folks start to take that for granted, but it's not easy to get to the state tournament, is it?
Well, you usually have to beat a team that's probably won close to 20 games usually to get here. And then when you get here, you're playing two or three more teams that won 20-plus games.
Coach, a lot of successful coaches talk about senior leadership. You've got three seniors on this team. Talk about them a little bit.
Well, Brenton Wenzel's one of those kids. Since I've been here, he comes in the gyms before school, after school. I think he's missed 20 days in 6 years of coming in before school. So that says everything you want to know about his character. Creighton Keeling and Wenzel have been great leaders, just great. They're a couple dogs. They have a lot of courage. They believe in themselves. They're courageous, and it's infectious to everybody else. And then Carson Levine, who has earned his spot and I think one of the best shooters in the state of Nebraska.
In addition to those seniors, you've had some younger players, a couple of sophomores step up in Gunther and Palmer.
Yeah, they've been, you know, they're long, they're athletic, they're basketball-looking guys, and they've been tremendous for us. I think one of them's, I think the leading scorer, Gunther, and I think Palmer's number three. So they've taken on a big load at a young age.
This afternoon, you've got the Gothenburg Swedes. We'll take a break here and come back and talk about this afternoon's opponent right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you. Just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Once again, visiting with Auburn head coach Jim Weeks. Coach, this afternoon you've got the Gothenburg Swedes. Now, I know you do your due diligence. Tell us what you know about your opponent.
Well, they play seven guys. Most of them can shoot a little bit and drive a little bit. They're all very similar in how they play. You got to guard them. They'll play two different types of zone. They play a matchup zone, 1-3-1 zone, a little bit man-to-man, and they're confident. And they have three seniors and some sophomores and a couple juniors, and so they're well-tested.
Coach, I noticed that their scoring is pretty well evenly dispersed across five ball players there. They've got a couple of them 9 points per game, one of them at 10 points per game. Does that present any special challenge?
Yeah, it's just you got to be solid on everybody. You know, they'll come on guys off the bench that maybe their leading scorer is number 24, Niels, and so you just got to be ready when they come in the bench. You got to follow your scout. You got to be disciplined, and they got to know what's going on.
This time of the year, keeping everybody healthy is always a struggle. How's the health of your team this afternoon?
Well, we'll see. We're battling a couple aches and pains right now. Hopefully, we can get everybody ready to go for the game and everybody's at full speed.
Final thing, as you approach this ball game, what has to happen for the Bulldogs to be successful today?
Well, we always start with our defense and rebounding. It always starts with that, and then on the offensive end, we got to be able to crack their shell, get it inside. Got to be able to make some shots because they're going to play zone. And then, you know, hopefully get some second shots.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck to you this afternoon. Hopefully we can get together and talk again tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's Coach Jim Weeks, head basketball coach at Auburn High School. We'll be back after this two-minute timeout with more of our pregame on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with a fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned. Local solutions. Lifelong service.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber in Auburn. Your project starts here.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Devaney Center in Lincoln, where it is time for us to get our game going here. Starters and all that good stuff coming up. Randy, this is trip number 29 to the state tournament for the Auburn Bulldogs. Three state titles, three second place finishes. They missed out last year. I'm sure they're not very happy about that.
I'm sure they aren't. You know, John, I have to, when we talk about Auburn's history at the state tournament, I have to share with our listeners, we had a visitor stop by our broadcast booth just a minute ago, and he was the starter on the 1985 Auburn basketball team. Auburn fans will remember Ellen LaFollet. Ellen stopped by to say hello to us a little bit ago, and we had a little conversation. It's hard to believe it's been 41 years since Auburn upset the number one team in the state, the Minden Whippets, only to lose in the final 4 seconds to Valentine in the semifinal. But Ellen LaFollet stopped by and wanted us to pass along greetings to all of our Auburn listeners this afternoon.
Well, the teams are back in the locker rooms. They're getting ready here. We're still a little off here on the time. We're not sure what exactly we're going to do here time-wise and see what's going here.
So we got time for two here because they're going to introduce all the non-starters and the starters. So we'll step aside here for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for this afternoon's game. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to Auburn Bulldog State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than two decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It's time now to look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's game. The starting lineup presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber presenting this afternoon's starting lineups. All right, first of all, for the Gothenburg Swedes, the Swedes are 20-6 on the season. They'll go with Kingston Kane. Kane is a 6'1 sophomore, averaging 7.3 points per ball game. Cash Kane, also a sophomore, they're twins. He's 6'1, averaging 7.8 points per ball game. Boone Teeterman. Teeterman is a 6'1 senior. He's at 9.4 points per contest. Bryson Neal, just a sophomore at 6'3. Is the leading scorer on this team at just over 10 points per game. And Brandon Ehlers rounds out the starting lineup. He is a 6-foot junior, averaging 9.5 points per contest. The Gothenburg Swedes are 20-6 coming into this game. They're coached by head coach Kent Cade. Now the starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs, 24-1 on the year. They'll go with Ryan Gunther. Gunther, a 6'2 sophomore, 14.1 points per game. Carson Levine, a senior, at 8 points per ball game. He stands 6'3. Brent Wenzel, a 5'11 senior, 13 points per ball game. Creighton Keeling, another senior, 6'1, 5.9 points per game. And to round out the starting five for Coach Jim Weeks is Brian Palmer. Palmer, a 6'6 sophomore, averaging in just double figures, 10.2 points per contest. The Auburn Bulldogs had a couple of tough games in their sub-district and district. They had to get past Lincoln Lutheran 56-49, and they defeated Omaha Concordia 50-44 in the district finals. John, an interesting way that Gothenburg got here. They lost in their sub-district to Donovan Trumbull 55-50, but got a wild card and faced Donovan Trumbull again in the district final. Got the win there by 4 points, 52-48. So it took them 2 tries to get the win, but they're here. That's all that matters. Auburn played four different state tournament teams this year. They went 6-0.
That what, John?
Yeah, they went 6-0 against those state tournament teams they played this year. Gothenburg played 3 teams that made it to the state tournament. They went 2-1 against those teams on the season. So we shall find out how this one goes here this afternoon at the Devaney Center. John, we should probably explain to our listeners at home who have not been here. Here at the Bob Devaney Center, we are seated courtside for our radio broadcast, but in their infinite wisdom, the powers that be put the student section directly behind us, in fact, about 6 feet behind us, and so we've got a lot of help in putting some broadcasting out here for this ball game.
That's what that is, huh?
Yeah, that's what that is back there.
I wondered what they called that. I didn't know it was help. Been attacked by an eagle in the previous game, so... I don't see the Bulldog or a Swede. What would a Swede mascot look like?
I don't know. Big guy probably.
Big guy with a beard, I would think.
John, in other Class C1 action played earlier today here at the Devaney Center, it was Ogallala defeating Syracuse soundly, 77-43. Douglas County West was over Grand Island Central Catholic, 49-41. So on the other side of the C1 bracket, it'll be Ogallala and Douglas County West meeting up in the semifinals. In this side of the bracket, Ashland Greenwood a few moments ago got a win over Lincoln Christian, 65-53. So that means the winner of this upcoming game between Auburn and Gothenburg will be facing Ashland Greenwood. That game will be played over at Pinnacle Bank Arena tomorrow morning at 10:45. And should that be the Auburn Bulldogs, we certainly hope it will be. You'll hear the game live right here on 101.3. John and I will be on hand for that one.
So far, C1 is going just according to the bracket. The number 1, 2, and 4 seeds have already won, so now it's up to Auburn to make it a clean sweep, 1 through 4 in the seeding. So if it stays that way, they'll get a win.
To give me an idea how loud it is in here, John and I have to be able to read lips in order to hear each other in this gymnasium.
Okay, help me out here. I forgot my cheat sheet. Number 2, Landon. I forgot his name.
Oh, Maracek.
Okay. I know if I don't write it down, he'll be the first one.
Yeah, Maracek.
Thank you.
And the K K-O-H-E-N is Kane, of course.
Yeah, I just forgot the one. I did all right other than that.
Boone Teterman, a long E, and Creighton Ehlers with a long E. I've heard that pronounced Ehlers, Ehlers.
Oh, I know.
Now it's Ehlers. So,
my name's Gatula. I can't complain.
Bryson Niels. His dad is from Turkey.
John, we want to remind everyone that today's game can be heard live online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live. Select KLZA from the drop-down box, and you can listen live, just like our friend Matt Prophet is doing this afternoon down in Louisville, Kentucky, listening into the broadcast. We're ready to get underway with your first quarter of play-by-play. Here is Sunny 101.3, John Nixon.
All right, it will be Missouri stepping to the center circle against Braylon Palmer. And the tip goes to the Bulldogs. They're the home team, dressed in the white. They go left to right as we look at it here in the first half this afternoon at the Devaney Center. Down on the right side, the ball goes to Wendell. He'll take it back out top and have a great feeling. To the inside, Gunther. Gunther goes down, left hand up, and no good. And the rebound off to the Swedes, and they'll bring the ball up the floor.
Maracek's in the ballgame. He started.
I saw that. I said, why did you write down the wrong number?
That's not what the coach gave us.
Here to drive at Maracek. He fires. It's up. It's off. No good. Rebound brought down by Palmer. And here come the Bulldogs to the front court now. Up the right side goes Keeley. Now he comes to the near side for Levine. Now to Palmer. Down on the baseline. Back in with a dribble. And they come from the back. They strip the ball away. It's out of bounds off of the Swedes. Auburn will have it baseline. Opposite side of where it went out of bounds. It'll be on the left side of the floor for Auburn. They'll bring it in. Comes in to Levine. He'll hand it off to Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel will give the ball up across court to Keeley. Now Wenzel from long distance up and good. Three-pointer for Wenzel. And Auburn takes a quick lead. To the front court come the Swedes. Hand it is Teterman. He'll hand off right sideline. Moving back is Kane. Kane down the lane with the left hand. It's blocked out of there by Ryan Gunther.
Gunther with a great defensively, John, went straight up and just swatted the ball out of the air.
Now it will be Swede's ball on the left side of the floor.
That's got to intimidate Mr. Kane a little, going in and having that happen on your first shot.
Never know. Kane has it out top. That's Kingston Kane. Now they'll take it to the top. Three ball in, out, no good for Teterman. Rebound again brought down by Braylon Palmer. Braylon will give the ball up, and to the front court comes Wenzel. Wenzel left side on the wing. Dishes it back out now inside Gunther. Took the ball down around his knee. They got slapped at it. He gets it out of there. Now back to the top to Levine. Inside Gunther in the paint. Up and good for the sophomore. And Auburn's out to a quick 5-0 lead here in the
Auburn dominating
quarter.
Right now under the bucket, John.
To the front court. Here comes Tart Kingston Kane. He'll dish the ball off now to Axel Jorgensen, who's in the game. Do they start anybody they told you they're going to start?
This is what the coach gave me just 2 days ago.
Ehlers with the basketball now. Passes it off. Now Missouri dishes it off back to Kane. Kane drives in, free throw line. Now kicks it back to the top. And it's going to be Ehlers with the ball, working on the dribble against Palmer. Free ball from the right sideline. No good there by Keats and Kane. And the rebound comes down to Auburn. Up the floor comes Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel comes cross court near side to Keeling. Keeling with it. High post, free throw line. Now to Palmer. Backs in with the dribble. In the paint, fires a shot up, and he got to go over the front edge. And we have a whistle. We have a foul. A chance at a three-point opportunity for the Bulldogs sophomore.
See who they put the foul on. Jorgensen will be called for it.
On Jorgensen, that'll be his first and the first team foul on the Swedes. So into the ball game now, checking in will be Bryson Niels. And also checking in, who came in? I lost it. Free throw up, off, no good. Palmer falls, can't get it. Rebound is grabbed up by Niels. Now here come the Swedes at the front court. Off the right side, they go to Niels. Niels will handle the basketball. He'll go into the post area with it there for Ehlers. To the top, out between the circle, again to Kingston Kane. He backs in, he elevates in the paint. It's up, it's good. And it's now 7-2. 7-2, the Bulldogs lead. 3 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Coming to your side, Wenzel. It's play catch, lobbed back for Wu. Nearly lobbed that one too high to win. Back to the left side, Keeley. Now Palmer backing in on the left side. Double team swiped away. Turnover taken by the Swedes up the front court. Thinking about a three was Kane. He thought better of it. He'll give the ball up there for Niels. Niels will hand it off now to Marocic. And now we go left side, back and into the paint. Up, no good by Ehlers. And we got a two-shot foul. Ehlers got the ball back on the rebound and got fouled on his second shot attempt.
I think it's going to go on Brian Palmer. On Palmer, that'll be his first personal team foul, number one, on the Bulldogs.
So we'll be at the line, shooting two for the Swedes. The first one on the way is up and good for Braden Ehlers. 7-3.
You don't suppose there was a little deception on that starting lineup list?
I don't know. Second one on the way up, and he puts that one in as well. And it's now a 7-4 score. Bulldogs by a tray to the front court with the basketball. Here comes Creighton Keeling. Left side, they go to the baseline, way out to Palmer. Trying to back in, he'll whip the ball back to the top to Keeling. Keeling over to Wendell and back to Keeling. Right side, dribbles down once, gets the ball down, and a three ball on the way. Too strong by Levine. Ball inside, and we get a knocked out of bounds by the Swedes.
Looked like Gunther was going to have a sure thing on the putback, but a great job defensively there by the Swedes.
Triggering in from the baseline this time on the left side, Creighton Keeling. He looks. He comes to the corner. Wendell goes to Palmer. Spin. The team slapped away from him. And a breakaway at the other end, and a layup is going to be good. And we've got a 7-5 ball game as the bucket. Was that 24, Randy, that made that? I think it was, wasn't it?
That was Neal's.
Yeah, 24. So 7-6. Our score, 3:38 to go. Period number one. To the front court, it will be Keeling. Down low, left side. Moving in, Palmer whips the ball underneath to Gunther. The Bulldogs want to attack that paint. Gunther goes up, and he will be fouled.
I think they're going to get Kingston Kane for this one on Kingston. That'll be his first personal and team foul number two, John. Ryan Gunther at the line. He's a 61% free throw shooter on the season.
Gunther with 2 points so far, and this one's no good. He'll get another one here.
Into the ball game now comes Boo Tiedemann. Tiedemann checks in, replacing Kingston Kane.
One more free throw coming here for the Bulldogs. Gunther ready. The lefty on the way is up, and it's good, and it's 8-6. Auburn with the lead. 3:24 to go, opening period, and up the floor comes Niels. Niels on the left side, guarded by Gunther in the man-to-man for Auburn defense. Take the ball to the top to Kason Kane. He'll go underneath to his teammate under there. That is Marocic. He tries a little hook scoop. Won't go. Rebound to the Bulldogs. Out to the top with the ball. Wendell thought about it. Didn't take it. Now, no, didn't do it again. Off to Keeling on the far side. Keeling moving the ball down to Wendell on the left baseline. Back out to the top. And now Wendell will fire for three from the elbow. It won't go, and the rebound comes down to Kason Kane. He'll get the ball away on the left sideline. Niels. Niels to the front, taking his time, and he crosses midcourt now. Niels, look, it goes left hand, left side, all the way into the paint on the block with the left hand. It's up, it's good. So it'll be Bryson Niels with his second bucket, and we are tied for the first time today. 8-8 after a 7-0 start for the Bulldogs. To the front court comes Creighton Keeling. Down low, Wenzel back out to the top. Wenzel again, left side. Dribbles back, comes to Levine. Wenzel back to play catch. Keeling, right side. Got a crowd on the inside of that zone. Three ball tip comes down to Palmer. He makes the catch and lays it up and in. And Auburn's up 10-8. A fortunate block three-point attempt there for the Bulldogs. And slide in, stripped to the basketball will be Tiedemann. It goes to a teammate. Three ball on the way up, no good by Ehlers. And the rebound again to the Bulldogs.
That was an awful nice pass down here to Palmer, disguised as a shot.
Yeah, exactly. Here is Wenzel over to Keeling. Keeling holds it, goes left side baseline, bounce pass into Palmer. led him too far to the baseline, couldn't catch up with it, and the Swedes come out with the basketball with a minute 22 to go in the first quarter. To the front now is Mrazek. Mrazek with it out on the right side, holds the ball. Now he'll come cross court, left side, Ehlers. Ehlers gives it off to Mrazek, and that's 10, not 30. Pass blocked by Palmer, stolen by Gunther. Taking it in, one on two, no. Rebound comes down. It's going to be an Ehlers rebound. He'll lob it ahead to his teammate and fly it in there. Reverse layup from the left side to the right side for Neal. He's got six, and we're tied at 10. 10-10, first quarter. 47 seconds to go in period number one. To the front come the Bulldogs, right side. And the ball down to Wenzel. Back out top. Wenzel plays catch. Levine. Back to Levine for three from the left side of the circle. Up, no. Rebound, Creighton Keeling takes it out of there. The Bulldogs can hold for one if they wish here. Now a dump to the top double post. Out to Keeling. Three ball badly off the mark and another offensive rebound. And now a bad foul on the Swedes way out near midcourt.
Foul is going to be on Braden Ehlers. On Ehlers, that's his first team foul number three.
Don't want to commit fouls 40 feet from the basket. With 15 seconds left on a loose ball rebound, but they did. Now we're having a conference of people in striped shirts here. Not sure what we've come up with.
It was clearly on Ehlers. That's what they signaled. That's how they scored it.
He was the only one there. 15.3 seconds to go in this first quarter. 10-10 ball game. Inbounding in front of us, Creighton Keeling.
Still a discussion
eventually
across the way here, John.
That looks like he's talking to an old Swede over there.
They changed the time on the clock.
No, now it's 16.8. Okay. All right.
Blake Swanson into the lineup now for the Bulldogs. Swanson in replacing Brian Palmer.
Now we're ready. Keeling will inbound to the midcourt stripe with it to Wenzel. They come out and guard him all the way out near midcourt, and we've got nine on the clock. He's still at midcourt. Moves forward, spins, backs up between the circles again. Now he is trying to get open. He'll fire it way short. Tip, and it's off at the buzzer. No good. I don't think it would have counted anyway. After one in the C1 quarterfinals, Auburn 10, Gothenburg 10. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Art Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Art would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at the Advantage Center, it's a 10-10 ball game after one quarter between Auburn and Gothenburg. The Swedes get the ball to start the second quarter. Randy Couture, see if he can break this tie.
All right. John Bryson Neals will inbound the ball to start this second period. As John said, we're all tied at 10 after the first 8 minutes. Neals to inbound it. Tosses the ball into Kingston Kane. Twin brothers, Kingston and Cash Kane on the floor. Sons of head coach Kent Kane. Top of the key, Kingston Kane for three off the front of the rim. No, the rebound comes down to Levine. Levine gives it up to Wenzel, and Wenzel into forecourt. Brent Wenzel on the dribble, being double teamed off to Creighton Keeling on the left wing. Now they come to the top of the circle. Ryan Gunther with the ball. Gunther into the corner, left side. In traffic, Wenzel picks it up top, finds Levine, comes to Wenzel on the right elbow.
Brady Keeling in the corner right side. Wenzel between defenders. Feeds underneath the Gunther. Shot is up and good. Wenzel with the assist. Ryan Gunther with the basket. And the Bulldogs go on top 12-10. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter. 7:13 on the game clock in the first half. With the ball, Axel Jorgensen with the ball to the right side. Finds Niels. Niels behind the back dribble. Almost lost control of it. Now Niels works to the left side of the lane. The ball is tipped away. A reach-in foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs.
It's going to be on Ryan Gunther. It'll be his first and the first foul of the second quarter on Auburn.
Inbounding the ball will be Kingston Kane. He'll inbound it on the left side in forecourt from the sideline. Kane waiting to lob it in. Gets the ball tossed in to Niels. Right back he comes to Kingston Kane. Kane working one-on-one against Levine. To the top of the key, Niels for three is up and good. That's Bryson Niels for three, and he has 9 points in the ballgame. 13-12. The lead goes back to the Swedes up by one. Creighton Keeling on the dribble on the left elbow. Baseline deep left side. Wenzel in traffic. Wenzel dribbles between defenders. Pullaway jump shot in the paint. Up and off. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody diving after it. The Swedes come out with a fast break down court to Kane. Kane's spin move. Shot is up. No, but he traveled with the ball. Great defense down there by Levine.
I tell you what, one thing we've seen the 2 days we've been here at the Boys State Tournament, they are letting them play.
That they are. A lot of contact down there. Levine may have had something to do with that travel. Here we go. Bulldogs on the attack. Wenzel into forecourt to Creighton Keeling on the left wing. Keeling picks up the dribble, needs help. Bounce pass into Gunther. He attacks the basket. Driving laying up and good. Ryan Gunther will do that to you. You give him a little seam like that, he'll take it. That puts the Bulldogs back on top, 14-13. This is Bryson Niels with the basketball. He pulls up from the left wing, short off the front of the rim. With the rebound is Gunther, two-on-two fast break. Gunther takes it all the way in. Rebound comes down to Keeling, kicks it up top to Wenzel. Open look, Wenzel for three. It's off, no good. Keeling down on the floor. He's shaking up here. Now he gets back up to his feet. Keeling a little slow getting up from that contact.
A little hit in that giddy up.
Yeah, Kingston Kane with the basketball to the top of the key. Finds Bryson Niels. Bulldogs up by one, 14-13 to the right side. Kingston Kane again holds the ball. Kane, top of the key to the right elbow. Deep low post right side. Handling the ball is Jorgensen. Jorgensen penetrates, working one-on-one against Palmer. Here's Kane for three, up and off, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, no. Rebound is brought down underneath by Creighton Keeling. Keeling with the outlet pass gets it to Wenzel. Wenzel across the timeline. 5:09 to go first half. Bulldogs up by 1-14-13. Creighton Keeling looks to Wenzel in the corner right side. Into Gunther. Gunther kicks it to the left wing. Levine. Oh, pass almost got over the top of Wenzel. Thought John Nixon was going to have that one. Underneath, we go in for the drive. Kick it out to the corner. Open look. Baseline left side. Three in and out of there. Rebound brought down by Gunther. Gets it out to Wenzel for three. Hits up and off no good. And now fight for the rebound. We're going to have a held ball called. And the possession arrow stays with the Bulldogs. Great job by Kate and Keeling to get in there and battle with Boone Teeterman for that loose basketball.
And the two of them hit the floor hard when they went down with that held ball. Nobody was going to give that thing up.
We got three subs checking in now. Three new players on the floor for the Swedes. Coming into the ballgame is Maracek. Also, Braden Ehlers is back out on the floor, as well as Kingston Kane. All right, it'll be Auburn's basketball. Baseline under their own basket on the left side. Bulldogs up 14-13 with 4:43 to go in the first half. Wenzel to inbound it. Wenzel going to have to throw a long pass clear in the backcourt and get it back to Creighton Keeling, and they'll set the offense from the midcourt set. To the left side, it goes to Wenzel. Wenzel, right side of the lane, takes it in, driving, laying up. Oh, couldn't get it. And the rebound, that's normally going to go for Wenzel. He couldn't get that one down, and the rebound comes down to Boone Teeterman. Into the corner, Kingston Kane with the ball. Kingston Kane hands it up to Boone Teeterman. To the top of the circle, they'll reset their offense. Braden Ehlers. Ehlers goes to the right elbow with it. Axel Jorgensen has the ball. Oh, there, it's tipped away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Keeling.
Creighton will pick up the foul. That'll be his first and the second foul of the quarter on the Bulldogs.
We're nearing the midpoint of the second quarter. 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go here in the first half. 14-13. Auburn up by one here in the Class C1 quarterfinals of the state basketball tournament. We're at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. In the corner right side, Teeterman handles the ball. Feeds it into traffic. Kingston Kane can't get a look. Now a long three from the right side is up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Swedes. Swedes are getting a lot of second opportunities here, John, on the offensive boards. They're kind of doing the job. Bulldogs got to do a better job defensively getting the rebounds. Here's a three from the corner.
Traveling before he got it off.
Traveled. Shoveled that pivot foot. Brayden Ehlers turns it over on the travel. And with 3:45 to go here in the second quarter, first half, Bulldogs will have the basketball back with a one-point lead, 14-13. On the dribble is Brenton Wenzel, the 5'12 senior point guard. Inside to Gunther. The ball tipped away from Gunther. Back up top it comes to Creighton Keeling. Keeling goes to the left wing, finds Wenzel. Now comes to Carson Levine on the right side. Back again to Wenzel at the free throw circle. Top of the key, Wenzel with a little pirouette spin move. Again finds Levine. He almost has it stripped away into the corner. Keeling penetrates, feeds underneath nicely. Oh, the shot won't go. The Bulldogs have missed some bunnies here, John. There's a ball saved from going out of bounds by Keeling. Inbounds it comes to Kingston Kane. Kane down court. How many have they had like that here in this quarter, John?
Two or three. Many.
Two or three opportunities that normally are going to go. Here's a three from the left wing up and off. No good. Struggle for the rebound. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Gothenburg.
Stays with the Swedes, and they will bring back into the ball game now Kingston Kane, number 61 sophomore, and also back in comes Bryson Neal, who leads all scorers in the game right now with 9 points.
Under 3 minutes to go here now in the first half, 2:57 on the clock, 14-13, Auburn up by one. Lob pass inbounds to Neals. Neals holds it just outside the three-point arc on the right elbow, hands the ball up now to Ehlers, top of the key, right side, Kingston Kane. Back to Neal, deep in the corner. He backs it in on the baseline. Neal's can't get the shot, feeds it into traffic. Wenzel reached in, almost had the steal. Now Neal's driving for no. Kicks it out to the corner for a three. The tip is good by Landon Horacek. Horacek with his first bucket, and that puts Gothenburg up now by two, 16-14. Swedes with the lead. Here come the Bulldogs on the attack. Creighton Keeling, top of the key. Right side finds Wenzel. Underneath it goes to Palmer. Palmer double team in the corner, deep baseline right side. Brings it back around to the top of the key. Creighton Keeling in the left corner. Now Carson Levine comes to the right side. Again looking for Palmer. Palmer holds it down deep. Now feeds it up. Here's Levine for three. It's off the iron. Doesn't go. Rebound try for putback. Won't go. Rebound try for putback. Won't go. Put up by Palmer. Again, the ball gets away out of bounds, and with the walk of Auburn, Swedes get it. Just in this period alone, Auburn has had five or six shots, point blank, right under the bucket. They just will not drop.
They won't. They're all contested. Who gives the Swedes credit there? But boy, you think at least two or three of those would have went in.
Yeah, 14-16. Bulldogs down by two now, with a minute 48 to go here in the first half. Very patiently, Kingston Kane down court with the basketball. Gives to Maracek, Landon Maracek. Hands up to Kingston Kane. He stands on the right elbow. Neal's at the top of the circle. Thought about the long three. Guarded out there by Carson Levine. Decides not to take it. Now Neal's between the legs dribble. Dribbling in. Layup blocked nicely by Palmer. Loose basketball. Grabbed up all the way in. Gunther. Gunther just stripped away as he tried to take it to the basket. Gunther wanted to go coast to coast, and he was robbed of the basketball inside the paint. Down to a minute 13 to go here in the first half. 16-14, Gothenburg up by two. Swedes with the basketball, right side, Bryson Neals. Neals, a cross-court pass to the near side. That's Cash Kane holding the ball. Cash Kane feeds it to Brayden Ehlers. Back inside it goes to Kane. Little hook shot up and off, no good. Great job on the rebound, Carson Levine. He blocked out the much taller defender and came down with the defensive board. 47 seconds to go in the quarter. Bulldogs basketball down by two, 16-14. Wenzel goes to Creighton Keeling on the left side. Now it comes around to Levine. He'll try a three. It's off the iron. No rebound. Follow shot. Palmer won't go, John. Another point-blank shot into the basket. Auburn just cannot get the ball to go in the hole, even on the little three-foot jumpers. 24 seconds to go here. They can play for the final shot of the half. Swedes with the basketball and a two-point lead. 16-14. That's what they're going to do, and the Bulldogs are going to stand back and let them. 12 seconds to go. Again, 16-14. Swedes up by two. Moving to the left side is Kane. Kane, baseline left side, spin move. Tries to go up with a lay-in. Up and off, no good. Rebound Bulldogs. Ball is loose on the floor. No shot, and at the half, the Gothenburg Swedes go to the locker room with a two-point, 16 to 14 lead over the Auburn Bulldogs. We'll take a two-minute timeout here, then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime score. That'll be coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with the fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned. Local solutions. Lifelong service.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. We're being entertained, that is, by the Auburn State Champion Cheerleading Squad out here, and you can certainly see why they are the state champion, John. A very impressive performance being put on here by these Bulldog cheerleaders. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Not a whole lot to talk about scoring-wise in the first half for the Bulldogs. Sophomore Ryan Gunther leads the way with 7 points in the game. Brayan Palmer has 4 points in the first half and three on a long one for Brenton Wendell. Palmer with just 1 3-point basket made in the first half. They're 1 for 3 at the free throw line. Nobody with more than one foul in the game for Auburn in the first half. For Gothenburg Swedes in the first half, they're led by Bryson Neal. He has 9 points in the first half. After that, it is Landon Marochik with 3, 2 for Kingston Kane, and 2 at the free throw line for Braden Ehlers. They are 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. They have 3 players with 1 foul apiece, so we're all pretty much even all the way through on the numbers. John, sitting here watching this thing, you just can't help but feel that Auburn should have another 6 or 8 points on the board. So many both shots right under the basket where the ball sat on the rim or rimmed around 360 and then fell off. Those things start dropping and the Bulldogs are going to be fine. The other thing I've noticed is the great job that Gothenburg is doing getting their defenders out on the three-point shooters. They're not giving Auburn those three-point looks that Wenzel can kill you with out there, as well as Carson Levine. So they've scouted Auburn well, and they're defending them well out here right now.
Now, it'll be interesting to see what adjustments they make in the second half. And Auburn, they're only going 6 deep so far. That's when they did the district final a couple weeks ago. While Gothenburg's playing, 8 or 9 players, we'll see if that makes a difference as the game goes along. That's our halftime report.
This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with the second half of state tournament basketball action coming up here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber in Auburn. Your project starts here.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than two decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro with a look at your weather for the tri-state area. For this afternoon, a wind advisory in effect. We'll see a good deal of sunshine with high temperatures in the low to mid-60s. Southwest winds increasing to 20 to 35. Then for tonight, mostly clear, still on the windy side with lows dropping back into the upper 30s. Winds turning to the northwest, gradually decreasing to 15 to 20. Into the day on Friday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine and a bit cooler with middle to upper 50s for high temperatures. Saturday is still looking to stay dry, with highs in the middle to upper 60s under partly cloudy skies. And looking ahead to the day on Sunday, rain could mix with some snow showers as we head later into the day, with highs up to 52. Monday, much colder, skies looking to clear out, back to a high of 34 degrees. And that's a look at your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro on Sunny 101.3.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you, just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Randy Gatula, John Nixon, courtside, Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for this afternoon's presentation of state tournament basketball. Our state basketball sponsors include River Valley Memorials in Auburn, Meyer Arp Chevrolet, State Farm Insurance of Auburn and Tecumseh, the Blaine Barrett is your agent, El Portel Mexican Restaurants in both Auburn and Nebraska City, as well as the Auburn State Bank and Sack Lumber in Auburn, helping to present Bulldog basketball here from the state tournament. Well, John, 16-14, kind of surprised to see the Bulldogs held to just 14 points in the first half, but like we said before the break, as so many point-blank shots, I call them bunnies, right under the basket that just would not go in the hole.
Yeah, nothing going in that first half down here for Auburn inside the paint. Palmer had 4 points, and they had other younger. Most of his came on the inside, but other than that, nobody getting going.
I want to remind you, also helping to present this afternoon's broadcast of state tournament basketball, our Community Medical Center of Falls City, the Nemaha County Hospital, American Family Insurance, Brett Harson agent, and Auburn Insurance Services. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy these broadcasts of high school basketball. John, our presenting sponsor for this afternoon's game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor.
2 miles east of Auburn today, a win for the Rockport girls in the Missouri Class 1 playoff down there in the Final Four. They picked up a third-place trophy. Rockport beat Northeast Cairo 51-38 today to finish the season. 29 wins and 3 losses. Congratulations to the Lady Jays. They make it down to the Final Four for the second year in a row.
All right, getting set to move into third quarter action. The Gothenburg Swedes leading the Auburn Bulldogs 16-14. Auburn will have the basketball, the first possession of the third quarter. Once again, here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Ready to roll at midcourt. Auburn basketball. Inbound it will be Creighton Feeling. Wenzel, Gunther, Levine, and Palmer, the starting five in there for the Bulldogs. Turn that music off and we'll start. There we go. All right, Bulldog ball. They bring it in. Wenzel, they play a catch out with Keeley. On the left side, back over to Wenzel. Right side, Levine. Trying to go to the high post to Gunther. Back out to Wenzel. Well beyond the three-point line. And a lob into Gunther. And it's up and it's good. And a little flyby. And he's got 9. And we're tied at 16 apiece now. 16 all. That's our fourth tie of this ball game. To the front court. Down the lane on the right side. With it goes Kane. He goes in. And he got the ball loose. He got it back. And he gets fouled. He tries to put up kind of an awkward shot. Fouling on Palmer.
He's going to get Ryan Gunther for the personal.
On Gunther, that'll be his second personal. Team foul number 1 of the quarter on the Bulldogs. That is Alex Jorgensen at the line, a 6'3 senior. On the way up and good.
Jorgensen is a 61% free throw shooter on the year, John.
Second free throw coming here for Alex Jorgensen. On the way up and good. They've shot 4, they made 4 here so far this afternoon at the Devaney Center. Up the floor for the Bulldogs. Great feeling. Left side, picked up his dribble. Back out to Wenzel. Back to Keeling. Zoned up the Swedes. Trying to look inside to Palmer. Can't get there. Wenzel in the corner for 3. Got it. And Wenzel with his second triple out of the ballgame. And we have a 1-point lead to the Bulldogs, down 19-18. That'll be our fifth lead change of the day. To the front court come the Swedes. Down on the right side now. Tiedemann with it. To the top to Kingston Kane. They play catch out top. Kane thought about a long one, decided against it, gets the ball screen, shoots, misses, rebound on the deck, picked up by Palmer. Palmer will give the ball off to Wenzel. Wenzel comes up the floor. He'll give it to Gunther. Now over right side, Levine. Try Wenzel, excuse me, that's Keeling on the left side, 23-3. Out top, now back right side, first of Levine, way out on the elbow. Wenzel, left side, Keeling, moving. 12 on the shot. shot clock to Gunther in the left corner. No dribble back out top. We go under 10 seconds on the shot clock. Wenzel, long three off the mark, off the rim, out of bounds, no good. When he hits that first one, he might hit three or four in a row, but that one was off the mark. Kind of had to force it a little bit.
Yeah, Bulldogs still struggling, John, to get an open look for that three. They're being defended very well out here at the top of the key.
To the front court. Here come the Swedes. Top of the key with the basketball now. Jorgensen passes off, gets it right back. They'll try the left side now, down to Kingston Kane. Ball knocked loose and out of bounds. Touch last by Kingston Kane. Good quick hands over there on the far side. I believe that was Wenzel over there.
Yeah, great defense by Brenton Wenzel to knock the ball away and then knock it off of Kane to get the basketball back for Auburn.
Bulldogs up the floor with a one-point lead, 19-18. Bounce pass to Palmer on the left side of the lane. He dribbles in, backs in, double team, throws it up, rolls across the rim, won't go. And a rebound to Keeling somehow. I thought it was going to be a foul on Palmer over the back. Wenzel for three out top, around the rim, no. Keeling with another rebound. He's doubled. He gets it away out on the right side. Now with it is Wenzel again. He'll back it out and throws the ball to the middle to Creighton Keeling. Keeling looking left side, and he didn't give it up there for Levine, who was open. Now it's Gunther down the lane with the left hand, and up and good. Gunther in double figures with 11. The Bulldogs run now 21-18. To the front court. Here comes Kane with the basketball. He'll dribble. He'll go back between the circles, pass the ball off. Right side on the elbow now with the ball is going to be Maracek. Now they'll swing it down the lane with the ball off the glass. A whistle and a foul to shut it up by Brandon Ehlers from the right side, and he'll head to the line to shoot a pair.
I think his foul is going to go on Wenzel. On Brandon Wenzel, that's his first personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Auburn Bulldogs. At the free throw line, John, is Brenton Ehlers. He's a 74% free throw shooter on the year.
Ehlers sets, fires, it's up, and it's good. He's 3 for 3 today. And right now, his team is going to be 5 out of 5 at the line.
Cash Kane, and Bryson Neal's back on the floor now.
Second one up, and good again. So they just keep shooting them, and it's now 21-20. Bulldogs by one. To the front, Keeling off to Palmer on the left side. Dribbles, fires it across the floor. Wenzel, left side, moves right, gets his own defense. Down the corner, Keeling back to Wenzel. He'll come left side with it. Carson Levine down low on the left side. It's Palmer backing in, spins in, and goes to the baseline with a spin and puts it up and in. He's got six, and the Bulldogs up 3, 23-20. To the top, Neal's with the basketball for the Swedes. Off the right side, hands the ball away now to Maracek. He drives into the paint on Palmer, spin, tried to scoop it, missed it, knocked away by Gunther, loose ball, Wenzel, and timeout called by the Bulldogs. Saving the possession, that'll be their first timeout of the afternoon. Auburn up 23-20 halfway through quarter number three. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Timeout.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
23-20, Auburn with the lead here in quarter number three of the quarterfinals in Class C1. If they win, they move on to play tomorrow morning at 10:45 at Pinnacle Bank Arena in the semifinal against Ashland Greenwood. Auburn ball. Now they're going to force face full court pressure, it looks like here, from the Swedes. Keeling will inbound the ball to Wenzel. Wenzel guarded by Neal, although not a big pressure defense there. Keeling to the front, left side, Gunther. Gunther walking it in. Now on the right side, over to Wendell. Back it goes to Levine. Looking inside, they've got Palmer down low. At the high post, they've got Gunther. Now Palmer spins. His shot is rejected. Rebound brought down by Keeling somehow. They'll kick it out to Wenzel. Wenzel, there's no shot there. Shot clock didn't reset. It didn't hit iron. Throw it ahead to Niels. Can't control it. Now gets it back. Double team. Needs to get it away. He does for three to a teammate. No good. Maracek and the rebound down to Palmer. Both teams feel like they let a bucket get away there.
John, look at the rough and tough stuff going on under the basket down here.
To the front door comes Wenzel. Top of the circle, right side Gunther, a quick pass to the right corner to Levine. Back out Gunther to the top to Keeling. Defense jumps out on those three-point shooters in a hurry for the Swedes when Auburn gets ready to light one up. Back to Wenzel, 10 on the shot clock. 2:45 to go in the third period. Now it's Palmer, left block, kicks it across. Wenzel for three, and it's no good. It's out of bounds. Shot clock violation or out of bounds. Shot clock violation. Will go to the Swedes. 2:40 left in the third quarter here. Auburn taking some deep breaths, Randy. As we said, they've only gone six deep, and that sixth man has not played very much at all.
He got in the last few seconds of the second quarter.
To the front court, Kingston Kane drives to the paint, lost the handle on the ball, maybe knocked away from behind. Wenzel will pick it up and bring it front court to Keeling. Off the right side, Gunther now down in the corner. And a three-pointer on the way, no good by Levine. Rebound coming down in the hands of Bryson Niels. Niels goes ahead with it to Cash Kane. Two-pointer short, no. Rebound grabbed up by Carson Levine. He'll get it away to Wendell on the left side. Up
great
floor, 2 minutes to go.
Great block there by Palmer. He swatted that ball away.
Down the right side, Wendell fizz it up. Gunther, top of the key. Left side, swing it around down there. He go inside to Palmer. Back and in, kicks underneath to Gunther. His shot blocked, and a foul. It rolls across the back. Flat iron won't go, and he'll go to the line. He'll shoot a couple for Auburn. I believe that's going to be on Cash Kane, number four.
Yes, it is. On Cash Kane, that is his first personal team foul, number one of the quarter.
Gunther at the line, one for two on the afternoon. Now has two free throws at 12 points. The lead is 24-20. Auburn started off the game 7-0. Second one up and off the mark, no. Rebound saved in for a moment by Keenum. I think he was out of bounds when he tipped it back in. It's going to be Swede's ball. 24-20, 1:47 left. Period number three in the C1 quarterfinal round here in Lincoln at the Devaney Center. Up the floor, the ball goes over to Kingston Kane. He'll bring it off the right side to Axel Jorgensen. He'll take it in the middle to Ehlers. Left side of the floor, they play catch out there, and now back to Jorgensen. Jorgensen to Kane for three. It's in, it's out, and the rebound to Palmer is taken away. Put up and in, but we got a whistle and a foul on the takeaway.
I think they're going to get Axel Jorgensen for that one, I believe.
Was he in the neighborhood there?
Yeah, Jorgensen's going to get that personal, his second team foul number two of the quarter.
Minute 22 left in quarter number three. The Bulldogs up 24-20. Wenzel right side. Gunther out of the point now. Moves down to the free throw line. Takes the pass there. Look. Passes right side for Keeling for three on the rim. No. Rebound ran down out in the far corner by Ehlers.
Auburn has not shot the ball well this afternoon.
Not at all. And a drive in and a kick back out for three. Off the mark. No good. Tipped in attempt, no, but a foul on the rebound. It's going to be called, I think, on Palmer. They're going to call that a shooting foul.
Wow, Palmer was going up after a rebound there. Now they're going to put it on Carson Levine, I think, John.
It sure looks different out there to the officials than it does over here, doesn't it?
Yeah, Carson Levine got tagged for the personal.
Free throw is up and good for Cash Kane. His first point of the day. Well, at least I hadn't written it down yet.
You know that all of Gothenburg's points have come at the free throw line in this quarter.
Yep. Second one on the way up and off the mark. No. Gunther with the rebound for the Bulldogs. 50 seconds to go in quarter number three. It's 24-21, Auburn by three. To the front court. Now over to Levine on the right side, back to Wenzel. Wenzel and Levine play catch way out beyond the volleyball back line. Gunther over to Wenzel, open for a moment, drives, tripped. Long pass ahead, kneels in, dumps it home. That'll get the crowd going with the rim rocker by Bryce McNeil, the sophomore. He's got 11. 24-23. 15 seconds to go in quarter number three. Auburn will play for a final shot here. Wenzel, Gunther, play catch, 5 on the clock in the corner. Healing for 3, got it on the right side. Great healing for the first 3 of the ball game. First point of the ball game, and after 3, it's Auburn 27. And the lead 23. We'll take a 1 minute break. We'll be back on Sunny 101.3 on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Auburn leads at 27-23 after three quarters in the Class C1 quarterfinal round here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln today. 27-23, just past the top of the hour. This is Sunny 101.3. KLZA Falls City in Auburn. Here's Randy Couture with quarter number four.
All right, Swedes basketball down by four, 27-23. With the ball is Bryson Neal's top of the key. He's in cross court to Cash Kane. Underneath baseline, left side. No shot there for Evan Johnson, who's in the ball game now. On the left side of the lane, that's Bryson Neal. Neal's into the corner. Maracek tries to drive the baseline, blocked away, whistle and the foul, I believe. They're going to get Ryan Gunther and put Maracek at the line here.
I'm not even going to guess on fouls anymore. On Gunther, that's his third, and team foul number one of the quarter.
Landon Maracek at the line is a 68% free throw shooter, has not been to the line yet this afternoon. He does have 3 points on one tray. Free throw is up and off, no good. He'll have a second shot coming. 7:37 left to play here in this quarterfinal of the Class C1 state tournament game. Maracek ready for his second free throw. Launches the shot. It's up and it is good. He got the roll across the front of the rim. All right, 27-24. The lead is 3 for the Bulldogs. Brenton Wetzel on the dribble. Comes across court with it. Creighton Keeling. Keeling feeds up to Ryan Gunther. Back it comes to Wenzel. Wenzel way outside the three-point arc. You notice they're keeping the Bulldogs 8 to 10 feet outside the arc here.
Oh, yeah.
Underneath baseline, it goes inside to Palmer. Tries to back in, has the ball stripped away. Went out of bounds off of the Swedes, and it'll be Auburn's basketball.
I think each official saw that a different way. I thought they were going to have a conversation.
Sure looked to me like it went off of Palmer's foot. They're going to give it to the Bulldogs. Inbounding on the baseline underneath is Wenzel all the way up to Keeling out at midcourt. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Keeling right side goes to Gunther. 5 on the shot clock. Levine has the ball tipped away. It's loose. Comes 1 on the shot clock. Wenzel puts up a shot that's off. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Swedes with the basketball. They come into forecourt on the dribble. Handling the ball is Maracek. Around the horn to the right elbow with it. That's Teeterman. Teeterman feeds inside in traffic. Maracek off the glass, up and good. Maracek got it down. He's got five. She's got six in the ball game, and it's a one-point Auburn lead, 27-26. 6:38 to go in regulation. Gunther with the basketball. Ryan Gunther to the near side. There's Wenzel for three. In and out. Rebound. Palmer. Follow shot up and good. And a Brian Palmer there for the putback. He's got eight and a foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Basket good, and the foul will go against Horacek, his first. He fouled number one in the quarter.
Brian Palmer, just a 41% free throw shooter. He's 0 for 1 so far this afternoon from the line. Here at the line for the and one. Auburn up 29-26, 6:27 to go in the ballgame. Brian Palmer, big free throw here in the state tournament. The sophomore puts a shot up, and it is off the back of the iron. Won't go. Rebound comes down to the Swedes. Bryson Niels comes out with the basketball, gets it down court to Teeterman. Teeterman on the left elbow, feeds it inside to Niels. Niels back up top to the top of the key. Into the corner, baseline right side, thinking about the three. There was Cash Gain. Doesn't take it. Instead comes to Bryson Niels with the basketball.
They take a lot, but they don't take him.
Yeah. Bryson Niels dribbles inside into traffic, kicks it back out. Shot is on the way up and good by Cash Gain for three. And that ties the game at 29-all with 5:55 to go in the ballgame. John, we haven't settled a thing here. We're still all tied up. Wenzel around the left side to Creighton Keeling. Keeling with the basketball, looking inside for Palmer. Has to come back up top to Wenzel with it. Now Gunther wants to back in to the corner. There's a long three. Levine off, no good. A battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Creighton basketball.
Well, they're doing WWE stuff on the inside. They're Palmer and whoever is guarding it.
They are letting them play. Let's just put it that way. Rough, tough stuff underneath the basket. Timeout taken on the floor with 5:33 to go in the ballgame. We're tied at 29 each. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with a fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Here at the Bob Devaney Center, 5:33 to play in the fourth and final period. The score all tied at 29 apiece. The basketball belongs to the Gothenburg Suites when play is resumed out of the timeout. Brayden Ewers will inbound it. A little bit of half-court pressure being applied now by the Bulldogs. Ryan Gunther out here meeting up with Bryson Niels in backcourt. Brayden Keeling also out here harassing Brayden Ehlers. Ehlers gets it across the timeline, works to the right elbow with the basketball, back to the top of the circle to Axel Jorgensen. Jorgensen and the handoff to Teeterman for three. Got it. Boom, Teeterman, his first bucket of the afternoon, and it's a three that gives Gothenburg a three-point lead, 32-29. Here come the Bulldogs, down by three. Creighton Keeling on the left wing gives it up top to Wenzel. Across to Keeling on the right side. Wenzel at the top of the key takes a couple of dribbles. Finds Creighton Keeling. Bounce pass into traffic. Gunther backs into traffic. Can't get a shot. They're going to call it for traveling.
He got bumped from both sides. Just kind of like a pinball in there.
Big turnover there. Gunther got beat up on the baseline and got called for traveling. So now the Swedes will have the basketball with a three-point lead, 4:49 to go in the basketball game. On the dribble is Brayden Ehlers. Ehlers guarded by Gunther. Man, the contest. Ehlers driving layup. Blocked away nicely by Palmer. Gunther with the rebound. Behind the back dribble, Gunther gets it into forecourt to Wenzel. Back up top, it comes to Gunther. Into the corner left side. Brayden Keeling. No pass. They can't get it inside to Palmer. He's being wrestled with down there on the baseline. They had him in a half Nelson, I think. All the way inside, driving layup. Wenzel up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to the street. Trapped in the corner, Bryson Neal, and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs.
That'll be Brenton Wenzel with the foul. That's his second team foul, number two. That is probably the least contact we've seen today for a foul. 32-29, Gothenburg leads. They take the timeout.
When looking for a bank in southeast Nebraska, the best is right off Highway 75 at Auburn State Bank. From that first savings account to retirement IRA, we've got the services that allow you to bank with us for life. Looking for that loan to secure a new home? No need to go anywhere else. We've got you covered. We're Auburn's hometown bank. Our decisions are made right here in Nemaha County by folks who know your name and care about your future. Auburn State Bank. Locally owned. Local solutions. Lifelong service. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
32-29. Gothenburg Swede leading Auburn with 4:16 to go in quarter number four here at the Demandus. Brandon, you know we're talking about how rough it is, but they're calling the same both ways. Either team has a complaint as far as being one-sided. That's really rough basketball. There's no doubt about it. I was watching this last time down the floor here, the way they're working Brent Palmer over. They were double-teaming him, actually have the arm around the waist and tugging away at him. I mean, that's getting pretty close to a takedown there.
Really need to get up to Grandpa's farm this summer and put some more muscle on.
I wanted to give Palmer two for a reversal when they were getting at it. All right, here come the Swedes now, up by 3:32-29 as we near the four-minute mark to go here in the fourth quarter. With the ball is Maracek. Inside the paint, driving layup. Up and in, getting the lay-in is Boone Tiedemann. Tiedemann with 5 points, all coming here in the last couple of minutes. Now it's a five-point lead for Gothenburg. 34-29, Wenzel with the basketball right side, around the left side, Creighton Keeling. From the corner, Levine for three. Carson Levine, his first bucket of the afternoon, and he nails a three. Makes it 34-32. Gothenburg's lead cut to two now. They were up by 5 moments ago. This is Brayden Ehlers with the basketball. Up to Bryson Neals to the right side. Jorgensen feeds it into the corner. Low post, deep baseline right side. Trying to penetrate into the paint. They kick it to the corner underneath to Neals. Neals working against Wenzel. A little fall-away shot up and off. No good, and the rebound comes down to Palmer. Bulldogs with a chance to tie or take the lead now. With 3:08 to go in the ballgame, they're down by two, 34-32. Here comes Brenton Wenzel with the basketball to the left side, into the corner, Levine. He hit the three just a minute ago into Palmer, who's double-teamed on the baseline. Top of the key, Levine for three. Got it! Carson Levine with back-to-back three-pointers puts Auburn back on top, 35-34. They were down by 5 moments ago, John. 2:43 to go in the ballgame. Bryson Neals holds the ball top of the key. Near side, Maracek with the ball. Landon Maracek can't penetrate. Picks up his dribble. Ball thrown out of bounds. A whistle and a foul. This may go on Keeling. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is. He was holding it. Had him held a kind of a forearm in the back, so he couldn't get to the ball.
Not a shooting foul. That's only the third team foul of the quarter. Auburn up 35-34. A new shot clock with 35 seconds. Gothenburg will have the ball under their own basket. They'll toss it in on the baseline on the right side of their own backboard. The official calls for a towel here to wipe up some perspiration. Again, the clock shows 2:31 to go in the ballgame. Auburn with a one-point lead, 35-34. Swedes basketball with a new shot clock in 35 seconds. Kingston Kane to inbound it. Gets it inbound on the baseline. Shot is up, off no good. Blocked nicely by Palmer, and he got the defensive rebound. Great defense there by Palmer. All right, now Wenzel with a spin move. Kicks to Carson Keeling on the left wing. Creighton Keeling, rather. Keeling across court. Finds Gunther with the basketball. Ryan Gunther just holds it a moment. Shot clock down to 16. Left wing with it. Keeling. Around the horn it comes. Wenzel passed up the three that time. Clock shot. Shot clock at 10. Moving in is Gunther. An offensive foul.
That's number four on Gunther.
Ryan Gunther called for his fourth personal, an offensive foul. He was trying to back it in on the baseline.
He lost his balance and he fell into the defender behind him and knocked him down.
2 minutes to go in the ballgame. 2 minutes to play. Auburn is up by one, 35-34, but that turnover gives the ball back to the Swedes and a chance for Gothenburg to take the lead with a basket. Here come the Swedes down court. Boone Tiedemann. To the left elbow. Tiedemann driving baseline left side. Lost the handle.
And the ball stolen away by Wenzel. Gets the outlet pass to Keeling. Big steal there by Wenzel. Down court it comes Keeling across the timeline. Near the midcourt line, holding the ball is Wenzel. He dribbles to the right side of the circle. Goes to the corner, low post right side. Bounce pass comes to Palmer. Back it goes to Wenzel. Wenzel looking for help. Comes to the top of the key with it. 15 on the shot clock. 1:28 to go in the ballgame. Gunther with the basketball. Right side, Wenzel for three. It's short, and the rebound comes out to the Swedes. 1:19 to go in the ballgame. Here come the Swedes, down by one. On the right side with the basketball is Jorgensen. Top of the key, Kingston Kane. Kane goes to the corner, left side, Niels. Niels almost has it knocked away by Wenzel. Niels trying to back in on Wenzel. Knocks Wenzel to the floor. And wait a minute, we're going to get a foul.
That's right, he took a dive.
Okay. Fouls are going to be on Levine.
To be on Carson Levine.
I thought he was trying to put that on Wenzel for a minute. At the free throw line, shooting two is Bryson Niels. He is a 51% free throw shooter. He has not been to the line this afternoon. Here shooting two shots, a chance to tie or take the lead. First one is up and off, no good. He'll get another. Down to 1:03 to go in the ballgame. Auburn up 35-34 here in the Class C1 quarterfinals of the Nebraska State Basketball Tournament. Bryson Niels, one more chance to try and tie it here at the line with 1:03 to go. Niels takes aim. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. He got it. We're all tied up at 35 apiece with 1:03 to go. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Auburn Bulldogs State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Devaney Center. 1 minute and 3 seconds left to play in regulation of this Class C1 quarterfinal state tournament game. The Auburn Bulldogs and the Gothenburg Swedes all tied up at 35 apiece. Coming out of the timeout, it will be Auburn's basketball. Again, 1:03 to go, 63 seconds on the clock. On the floor, Gunther, Levine, Wenzel, Keeling, and Palmer. These five have gone all the way here, with the exception of Swanson playing just a few seconds at the end of the first half. Inbounding the ball. Keeling gets it into Wenzel. Wenzel starts up court. He's being guarded by Braden Ehlers. Wenzel goes around Ehlers across the timeline. He'll set the offense. Wenzel to the left elbow. Kicks it up to Braden Keeling. Creighton Keeling, top of the key, finds Wenzel. Levine in the corner, goes inside to Palmer. Back to Wenzel. Wenzel, bounce pass underneath to Palmer. Ball goes underneath to Gunther. Shot is up and good. Ryan Gunther got it down. Gunther with 14 points now, and the Bulldogs up by two. 37-35, 32 seconds to go. Timeout taken on the floor. 32 seconds on the game clock, 29 on the shot clock. Auburn up by two, 37-35. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself and do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber and Auburn, your project starts here.
Sunny 101.3.
John Nixon back with you at the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. 32 seconds to play in the basketball game, 29 on the shot clock. For the Gothenburg Swedes, the Auburn Bulldogs up by two now, 37-35. And, John, how many lead changes have we had? This has been quite a contest.
Seven.
Now, back and forth here. Nobody really ever able to open up much of a lead on the other. All right, Swedes basketball. Maracek will inbound it right in front of our table. In his face, guarding him is Brian Palmer. Maracek waiting to lob it in. Gets the ball inside to Kane. Driving shot, Kane up and good. Kingston Kane ties it up. 37 all. Auburn can play for the final shot to get the win here. If they miss it, we go to overtime. All right, 16 seconds to go. Shot clock is turned off. Auburn will play for the final shot. Wenzel dribbling out to the right. Shot clock at 10. Wenzel goes to the top of the key at 5. Wenzel, and a foul is going to be called.
That's only number 2. There's no foul shot.
Well, that's smart. They can spend a foul here. That puts the clock down to 4.6 seconds. Bulldogs have 4.6 to try and get a shot off. Wenzel will inbound it right in front of the Bulldog bench. Coach Jim Weeks giving him a little advice here on what they're going to do with it. Timeout taken by Auburn to see what they can set up here. All tied at 37 with 4.6 seconds to go. Bulldogs timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
The Devaney Center. Hard to hear with all this noise around us. Let's set the stage. 4.6 seconds on the clock. All tied at 37. Auburn will have the basketball. Wenzel will inbound it. Keep in mind, Gothenburg has 2 fouls to spend. They get it in. Wenzel for the game and 3. Off. No good. Follow shot. Tip in. Won't go for Palmer. And we're going to overtime. The Bulldogs had 2 opportunities. Wenzel on the 3. Palmer had the rebound. John, he got it off in time. It would have counted, but the putback would not fall. And we're going to overtime after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha County Hospital is proud to congratulate its CEO, Marty Fadig, on being named one of Becker's 2025 Critical Access Hospital Presidents at CEOs to Know. This national recognition highlights rural health leaders who demonstrate strong vision, dedication to patient care, and excellence in strengthening local health care services. With more than 2 decades of leadership at Nemaha County Hospital, Marty's commitment to quality, community, and innovation has helped ensure patients receive quality care every time.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. We're all tied at 37 all after regulation. A fresh 4 minutes is up on the clock. We're ready to move into overtime. The Bulldogs and the Gothenburg Swedes. And here to describe the overtime action once again, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Ryan Gunther, 4 fouls for Auburn. Nobody else with more than 2 for either team. That would be the one thing the Bulldogs have to watch. It will be Palmer to jump it up in the center circle against Maracek. Auburn has 5 three-pointers. Gothenburg has 2. Gothenburg has a 7-point advantage by 9 numbers at the free throw line. Tip will go back court to Gunther. He'll give it up to Wenzel. Wenzel up the left side of the floor. They go left, right to left as we look at it here in this overtime period. Gunther at the circle, pulls up, shoots, misses, got his own tip, up, in, and out.
How did that happen?
And that's
again,
just what's been going on through this whole ballgame.
The whole second quarter, the held ball will go to the Swedes.
The shooting woes continue for the Bulldogs.
Not quite sure how that one got away. It was 14-10. Gothenburg outscored Auburn in that fourth quarter. To the front court we go now. Kingston Kane on the right side, double team. Keeps a dribble, they attack from the back, and he throws it away. He had a cutter toward the basket, was going to get an easy layup attempt, but the ball went out of bounds.
Kingston Kane very frustrated with himself on that turnover.
Here we come to the front court now, Auburn basketball. Up the floor, Winthrop. Gives it off to Keeling on the left side. He'll move it in to Palmer, and we get a whistle and a foul. Still no free throws for Auburn in the bonus.
Foul's going to be on Ellick.
Jorgensen, I believe.
Yes, his third.
That's his third personal.
Team foul number one.
Did the team fouls carry, don't they?
Yes, from the baseline. Inbound Wenzel, and he gets in. Gunther goes up, missed it, got it back, missed it again. That's three misses inside of 3 feet in overtime already for Auburn. To the front court, here comes Braden Ehlers off the left side. Taking the ball in front of his bench and now moving the ball down to Jorgensen. Jorgensen to Maracek. Back out to the top now to Ehlers again. Take the ball to the top in the hands of Maracek. He's going to drive down the lane, gets cut off. In there a long time, throws it up, partially blocked. Coming down with the loose ball, didn't hit anything with Wenzel.
Might as well shoot threes. They can't hit the bunnies.
Can't get inside, but shoot from half court. Wenzel on the right side. He'll take it over to Gunther. Gunther down in the corner now to Keeling. Back out. They'll swing it between the circles. Right side now for Keeling over there. Looking at the Palmer. They're guarding him. Out it goes. Three ball up on the rim. No. Gunther the rebound. Lost it. Got it back. And finally gets one to go. Gunther's got 16. Auburn leads it now, 39-37. 2:07 to go for the tie. The other end, shot up no from 10 feet for Tiedemann. And the rebound to Auburn. Wenzel will bring it up the floor with a minute 59 to go. Gunther with it. The leading score in a ball game was 16 points. He dribbles out between around midcourt. Passes off, gets it right back now to Creighton Keeling. Back to Gunther, running the clock down, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Take it right corner for Levine, inside to Palmer. Whistle and a foul.
Foul's going to be called on Alex Jorgensen. On Jorgensen, that is his fourth personal. And that is team foul. Where are we at here?
Four?
Yeah.
So into the game again comes Bryson Niels. And also checking in is Cash Kane. For Gothenburg.
Auburn kids got to be tired, John. No subbing.
Auburn from the baseline, inbound to the backcourt to Creighton Keeling. Keeling up the floor. Jim Weeks calls timeout. 39-37 Auburn, minute 33 to go, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We're back to the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. We're in overtime in the C1 quarterfinals. Auburn up 39-37 over the Gothenburg Swedes with 93 seconds to go.
John, I can't think of any game in recent memory where I've seen a team miss so many shots from point-blank range. I'm going to go out here and say 10 to 12 of them have been put up at a minimum by Auburn. Shots that would normally fall, they just won't go in the hole. They sit there on the rim forever.
It might have been four in the overtime.
Yeah, already here in the overtime.
Inbounding from the baseline in front of the scorer's table near his own bench will be Creighton Keeling. They'll go backcourt, 30 seconds on the shot clock, a minute 33 on the game clock, Auburn ball. Gunther, the sophomore, works up left side. Wenzel back to Gunther. Looks like the Swedes, they switch up man-to-man now. Maybe. Off left side, Wenzel. Baker drives underneath, in off balance, and he throws it away. He lost his balance, tried to roll the ball back out to a teammate, and Keeling couldn't get to it. Costly turnover. They still had 10 seconds to work with on the shot clock, too. Inbounding will be Gothenburg in the backcourt.
1:11 to go, John.
Ehlers comes up the floor, guarded there by Keeling in the man-to-man defense. On the right sideline. Boy, a lot of contact there. Ehlers all the way in. Picks it out for three. It's good. Left side of the circle. Cash Payne puts his team ahead. 40-39. Under a minute to go. 50 seconds left in this overtime. Gunther with the ball. The Bulldogs down one. Wenzel the answer. Short off the rim. Rebound. Tipped around. He comes down to the Swedes. And it's Tiedemann with it. He'll pass the ball off to Ehlers. He'll go forward to Neal, and a foul on Brent Wenzel. And that's going to be two free throws now for the Swedes.
33 seconds on the clock here. If he makes them both, Bryson Neals can give his team a three-point lead. They're up by one, 40-39. Bryson Neals is a 51% free throw shooter.
Neals one for two in the game, and this one rattles off. Good.
Plenty of time here for Auburn to react. 33 seconds to go in the overtime.
Into the game for the Swedes. Alex Jorgensen back in with four fouls as a 6'3 senior. Kingston Kane checks out. Marachek back in as well. Neal's ready up, and it won't go. It's a one-point game and a rebound for Gunther. Here come the Bulldogs, 29 seconds to go. Out to Gunther in midcourt. They can hold for a final shot again if they want to,
but they're down by one this time.
Right. No fouls to give this time for Gothenburg. Foul puts Auburn to the line. Gunther all the way to the hole. It's up. It's good. Gunther's got it.
What a play!
And the Swedes are coming back the other way. Driving up. Timeout called by the Swedes. A 30-second timeout. With 7.5 seconds to go in overtime, it is a one-point Bulldog lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the NSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
41-40 Auburn lead, 7.6 seconds to go in the overtime.
John, I want to talk a minute about that shot before the timeout by Ryan Gunther. John, he drove the lane, dribbled the ball behind his back, came out of his left hand with it, flipped it into his right hand, and then did a little underhanded kind of an alley-oop scoop shot to lay it off the glass and put it in. That was a circus play if you've ever seen one, and it gave Auburn a one-point lead, 41-40. Now the Bulldogs need to find a way to play 7 seconds worth of defense.
Swedes ball 30 feet up off the baseline front court. They had success at times clearing out the middle and letting their players work on offense. We'll see what they do here. Inbounding in front of us will be Marachek. Plenty of timeouts, and now we got to get moving. Four on the clock. Here's a two-pointer. It's up. It rolls. It won't go. Rebound to Auburn, and that's it. Final, Auburn 41 and Gothenburg 40 in overtime. They got a decent shot, but I thought they could have got a better one there, Randy.
Oh, what a ending to a ball game here, and what a great job crashing the boards by the Bulldogs, getting up and getting after that rebound off the missed shot. Honestly, that shot was kind of a desperation heave. He really didn't get to square up and take the shot that he wanted. They just ran out of time there.
Auburn will get it. 41-40 the final. And they will advance to tomorrow's semifinal tomorrow morning against Stags and Greenwood.
That'll be a 10:45 tip-off from Pinnacle Bank Arena. We'll be on the air at about 9:55, 5 minutes before the hour. John and I will be on hand, and we'll have coverage of semifinal basketball. The Bulldogs taking on Ashland Greenwood tomorrow morning. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout here. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and then be back with a post-game scoring wrap after this 2-minute break. You're enjoying state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When the time comes to honor a loved one, River Valley Memorials in Auburn and Pawnee City is here for you. Just like we've been for over 35 years. Family-owned and community-focused, we specialize in monuments and engraving that reflect each life's unique story. Most people don't know where to start. That's okay. We'll help walk you through every step. River Valley Memorials, there when you need it most. Call us today at 402-274-5218.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Herb Chevrolet in Auburn today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to action. Well, action's over here for this one. Auburn wins it. 41-40, the final score in overtime tonight. Auburn improves to 26-1, while Gothenburg finishes their year 20 wins and 7 losses on the season, Randy.
John, what a finish to this basketball game. You know, the interesting thing about this was we watched the Gothenburg Swedes use 8 or 9 ball players. In the pregame show, you heard Coach Jim Weeks say he'll play 7 kids. He had 8 or 9 players out there consistently. He was subbing 2 and 3 players at a time, whereas Auburn, outside of when they put Swanson in for the final few seconds of the first half, they went with the same 5 ball players wire to wire. And that's certainly a testament to the conditioning on the part of the Auburn Bulldogs that they were able to run up and down the floor and stay with the Gothenburg Swedes, who were substituting a lot more frequently.
And now you're going to turn around and do it again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, let's take a look now. It's a short turnaround time. Let's take a look now at the individual scoring in the ball game. First of all, for the Gothenburg Swedes, they had 40 points in the contest in the overtime. I have them led by Bryson Niels with 12 points. This is unofficial scoring, of course. Cash Kane finished with 7. 6 points for Landon Maracek. Adding 5 was Boone Teeterman. 4 points for Kingston Kane and 4 points for Braden Ehlers for their total of 40. For the Auburn Bulldogs, Ryan Gunther with a big ball game. The sophomore led the team. He had 18 points in this afternoon's contest. Brian Palmer, the other sophomore, ended up with 8 in the contest. Carson Levine and Brenton Wenzel ended up with 6 each, and Creighton Keeling added 3 for Auburn's total of 41. The score by quarters, it was this close, John. We were tied at 10 after one quarter. At halftime, Gothenburg held a 2-point advantage, 16-14. At the end of three, Auburn was up by four, 27-23. Of course, at the end of regulation, we were all tied up at 37 apiece before Auburn goes on to get the win in overtime, 41-40. With the win, the Bulldogs will advance to face Ashland Greenwood tomorrow morning at 10:45 tip-off. That game will be played at Pinnacle Bank Arena. John and I will be on hand, and we'll have live coverage of that for you right here on Sunny 101.3. John, your final thoughts on this one?
Five ties, nine lead changes, and a whole bunch of shots that wouldn't fall.
That's for sure. The Bulldogs, if they'd have even hit 30% of those bunnies under there, they'd have won this thing going away. So many shots, it just would not drop for them right under the basket.
An extremely physical basketball game.
Yes, it was. Short turnaround time for the Bulldogs, finishing up here at nearly 5 o'clock. They'll be back on the floor tomorrow morning at 10, warming up and ready to move on with it.
Well, that's going to wrap it up here from the Devaney Center. They're clearing everybody out of here. Boy, they can do that fast, don't they?
They sure do.
We've got two more night sessions coming up here, so for us, that's going to wrap it up. Our presenting sponsor today on Sunday 101.3 is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, they are building community. For Randy Gatula, for Kurt Kilman, I'm John Nixon from the Devaney Center. Good night for now. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning from Pinnacle Bank Arena.